101.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's CB Financial, Craig Barnwell.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time is 8:22, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning.
Miley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. And you?
We're doing all right here so far today. Hey, got to get you started here because obviously we're taking addresses here for the KVOE Drive for Food, which is coming up here next month. But I wanted to get your thoughts here on how things went and with the United Way's drive-through food drive and helping you out here last week.
So, yes, we really appreciate United Way doing a food drive for us. It is kind of small. It hasn't grown a whole lot. It's, I think, only their third year that they've done it. So they're still working on building that, but yes, it's critical. The one, though, that happened just before the United Way, the hospital had a food drive as well, and they brought in some stuff. So we really appreciate that because our pantry is really in need.
We'll get to that in just a second, but again, KVOE's 21st Annual Drive for Food is coming Thursday, October 20th. We have a number of businesses that are already lined up and signed up as drop-off locations, but if you have a business that would like to get on our list or just have your own business's food drive, we will be more than happy to make the stop and pick up all the food that your business and your staff has donated and get that to the Salvation Army's food pantry on Thursday, October 20th. So just get a hold of Aaron Harder here at KVOE, and we can make sure we have you on the list and make sure that all happens. But again, it's pretty easy to participate here, folks. All you need to do on the morning of October 20th is leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway, and one of KVOE's Drive for Food team members will be by to pick it up. And we have a number of businesses and area schools that are on board and ready to go. So get a hold of us here at KVOE at KVOE.com or call 342-1400. To get your address on our list, and we'll make sure we will be by on the morning of October 20th. All right, Captain Haddon, let's talk about the need, the pantry. What's it look like?
Well, our pantry is looking pretty bare. It is. We've had just a huge demand lately, particularly with the increase of gas prices and food prices. The insecurity is rising. So we've been doing a lot of food pantry very consistently. We serve over 100 families each month. And, it's time to stuff the pantry and fill those shelves with items again.
Is there anything that you need perhaps more than others right now, Captain Haddon? Or are you pretty much now, even after the last week when I had a chance to get pictures and see most of the shelves were pretty well wiped out, what are you needing right now, or is there really one thing that you need far and away more than other stuff?
Right. So, of course, all of our overstock is used. So what's on our shelves is what we have, and some of them are bare. Cereal is always good to have a variety of cereal. As you know, our pantry is a choice pantry, so people can come and select the items that they like and will use. So cereal is a huge need right now. Anything related to, like, condiments, salt, pepper, ketchup, mustard, just the things that you add normally to your meal. Anything that makes a basic meal, of course, the easy potatoes and mac and cheese, top ramen are always good. It makes easy side dishes for your meals. And again, we tried to keep a balanced for healthier choices. So fruit, soups, and vegetables. But yeah, at this point, we will take anything and everything, and peanut butter and jelly, because there's so much you can do with peanut butter to add protein to your diet.
Well, that's well said. You know, one thing that does come to mind as well, too, here with the food drive coming up October 20th and really other food drives is obviously people think of this as a kind of a way to clear out their pantries or, you know, whatever. But obviously to make sure, if you're donating, to make sure that that's, you're not donating expired food, because I would imagine sometimes that happens.
Oh, yeah, that does happen. And that is really important. You know, bring us non-perishable items that, you know, will not expire in the near future. And that really helps. And things like rice go a long ways as well. And just to let the community know that I do have now a social service assistant who is helping us to improve our pantry. Tomorrow, the Biden-Harris administration is having a conference on hunger and its impact. And so we're really working on how we can improve our pantry and how we can make healthier choices for our clients. So we're working really hard to, you know, make our pantry the best in the community. We know we're important, and we know that the community really looks to us for our food pantry. And again, we get meat donations from Walmart and Aldi's, so we're able to give out meat to families, and that's expensive to buy meat. I mean, I looked at, you know, I used to raise my kids on casseroles with hamburger, but I don't think I could afford to do that anymore. So those things are really important, and we're working really hard, you know, to make it more hospitable user-friendly. And healthier choices.
So, yeah, you kind of touched on this, but what, I guess if you had a wish list, what do you really need to do to improve the pantry? What needs improved?
Well, the number one challenge we have that we're looking at is getting our pantry out of our basement. We really realize that that's a need, and so I'm looking for an alternative on how we can move our pantry to make it more hospitable, to make it more welcoming, brighter, you know, cleaner looking, and just safer. And again, you know, we're marking our shelves so that people can identify what the healthier choices are.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned here about, you know, Brian Shintaku, I think, is who you're talking about here. Mm-hmm. What does he bring to the table here with this particular effort as you make those big changes here to better serve the community?
Oh, absolutely. So Brian has been helping us pick up our donations and, you know, get our donations out to the community, help our clients. The more we can have our pantry open, the more, you know, we can serve the community. And so Brian will be really strategic in helping us plan moving our pantry out of the basement and then just improving the quality of our pantry. And he's so needed because, as you know, our pantry falls under the social service department for Brooke. And, you know, it takes away from the social work that clients for utility and rental assistance that Brooke needs to help. So that way she can, you know, spend more time helping clients in the emergency assistance, and then Brian can take over the food. And it just allows us to do more good to more people.
Well, it is, well, it sounds like, at least right now, it's a pantry. We want to turn this back into a food pantry.
There you go, right.
A Salvation Army.
Right.
So 21st Annual Drive for Food, Thursday, October 20th. Folks, you heard the need. It is great. It is real. And this is an opportunity for you to make a difference, a huge difference. So just get us your address and leave that non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway the morning of Thursday, October 20th, and we will be by to pick it up. This is our 21st year of helping out the Salvation Army and the food pantry. That's October 20th. I have been in conversation with Captain Haddon about the holidays, Chuck. They're not far away.
No, they're not, as a matter of fact. They're basically on our doorstep here in just a little bit.
And the Salvation Army bell ringing campaign will get started. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, but I believe it is the 19th of November, if memory serves.
That is correct.
How about that?
That will be our kickoff weekend, and so we're looking forward to that, that we are planning that. So, you know, if you'll the community will be hearing from us to help us bell ring and meet our kettle goal this year.
All right. So Okay. Details not that far away, but I can tell you this, Chuck, we're going to be ringing a bell.
Okay. Hey, this is something I don't think we've done before. So
yeah, we're excited about
this. Should be fun.
Launching this little campaign coming up in mid-November. All right. Drive for Food, Thursday, October 20th. Captain Haddon, we'll have you back on before we get to the big day on October 20th. But as always, we appreciate your time and thanks for all you do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you. And this food drive is critical to us.
Thanks much.
Well said. Thanks, Captain Haddon.
Thank you.
Yeah, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us here this morning on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Chuck?
All right. Did want to let you know a couple of things here. One is schedule-wise. One is not. Coming up here in a minute, we've got Roger Heineken talking about Poetry on the Porch, which is Sunday at Red Rock State Historic Site. That'll be the Newsmaker 3. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 will be Trey Summers talking about the Halfway to St. Patty's event coming up on Saturday. Now, off the schedule, did want to let folks know that the Emporia DMV office inside Flint Hills Mall, that was just actually reopened here this morning. We've been talking about that being closed basically till further notice because of a COVID infection, but it's short staffed. There's only one person in the office, so you need to be patient, and you can also take care of all of your DMV related business in the courthouses across the KVU listening area, basically in our neighboring counties. So the DMV office at Flint Hills Mall is open, but it's short staffed, so it looks like there could be lines. Please be patient if you're going there today.
All right, good to get that piece of information out there. That is for sure. Speaking of our interview schedule tomorrow,
yes,
I do want to let you know that we have added to the list tomorrow.
Oh, geez. All right.
And we're going to be doing some squeezing. So just towards the end of our newscast tomorrow, we will be speaking with a representative of the Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, okay.
And I think her name is Joan Cabell.
Okay.
And she'll be talking about the Alzheimer's Memory Walk coming up on Sunday, or Saturday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. It's been Sunday for years, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it will be Saturday out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. So we'll do that and then get to Trey Summers and then to Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan tomorrow morning in our 9 o'clock hour.
Okay. We will have everything for you here on KVUE, will we not?
We will. We'll do our best, Chuck. We'll get it done.
Like we always do.
Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's CB Financial. It is 8:35. Good morning.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Ian isn't messing around.
In some areas.